53% of those affected have been hospitalized. That is higher than the typical E. coli hospitalization rate, which is about 30%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say this strain of E. coli causes more severe illness due to the kind of sugar toxin it produces. The Federal Drug Administration has determined Harrison Farms in Yuma was the source of the whole head lettuce that caused illnesses in Alaska, but most of the cases in the outbreak are not from that particular farm. Jolie Weiss is with the Arizona Department of Health Services. She says the FDA is working with each state impacted by the outbreak to find the source.
Because it can go to the Northeast, it goes to a restaurant, it goes to a grocery store, it goes through distribution centers and repacking centers. The FDA has a difficult job sometimes trying to trace back all of that information.
This is the largest E. coli shiga toxin-producing outbreak since 2006, when contaminated spinach caused more than 200 people to become sick. The Yuma growing region produces 90% of the leafy green vegetables consumed in the U.S. during the winter months. For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett.